Hello, this is Paul McKenna, and welcome to this Times podcast for improved health. A startling study edited by Dr. Bernard Stewart, which was released in the UK a few years ago, predicted that unless people start taking responsibility for their health, then rates of illness and disease could significantly increase in the next few years. What was interesting to me, though, was the study went on to say that as many as two-thirds of these cases can be prevented and or cured through what he called lifestyle changes. Now, these lifestyle changes can be summed up very simply. Limit the amount of toxins that you put into your body, whilst simultaneously increasing your body's stress hardiness. I'm going to explain that, because research has shown that, so I'm going to explain some simple things that you can do over the next few minutes to bring that about. Research has shown that generally optimists tend to live longer, healthier, happier lives. And one of the key reasons is because optimum states enhance our immune systems. Studies in recent years have shown irrefutably that we can dramatically enhance our immune systems by certain practices involving visualization. So if the secret to health is a positive perspective, what's causing all the illness and disease? Well, very, very simple. The single biggest cause of ill health today is the inappropriate response to stress. Studies have shown that the major threat in modern life these days is being killed by our own defense system being triggered too often, our own response to stress. Any study into the effects of stress on well-being and human performance can be usefully broken down into three areas: stress exposure, stress response, and stress capacity. Now, most programs dealing with stress management focus on a combination of the first two, reducing stress exposure and developing a more efficient response to stress. But of the three factors, it's the last. Stress capacity is the most significant in predicting long-term wellness and success. The greater our capacity to handle stress, the more often we'll perform at the peak of our abilities, particularly in high-pressure situations. So how do we develop our stress capacity? Very simple. We systematically increase our stress exposure while balancing our efforts with what stress and performance specialists call quality recovery time. So basically, if you're ill, I'm going to suggest you this. If you're unwell, there's a very high chance that you haven't given yourself enough recovery time, enough self-care. You just overdid it too much. Yeah, so if you feel yourself getting unwell, you reduce your stress load, you're more likely to be able to recover and recover quicker. Let's take a common example. When you work out your body, you're deliberately putting your body under stress. To maximize the effectiveness of your workouts, you need to allow your body to recover. Every time your muscles, including your heart in the case of aerobic exercise, are put under stress, then allowed to recover. And as a result, they grow stronger. Why do marathon runners and triathletes put such a heavy emphasis on interval training? Because it follows the same pattern. By alternating between periods of intense activity, like sprinting or racing, which is a stress exposure, and then gentle activity, like walking or coasting, giving yourself recovery time, they systematically develop their strength and their stamina. In other words, stress capacity. Oscillating between stress exposure and recovery is not just a good idea, it's an inevitability. It's very simple. If you want to stay healthy, give yourself regular recovery time. One of the best ways to give yourself regular recovery time is something I call power naps. Recent research has shown that the mind and body have got their own pattern of rest and alertness, with one predominant cycle that occurs about every 90 minutes. Now, this is where the body stops externally oriented behavior and takes a few minutes to relax and replenish its energy. This has become known as the ultradian rhythm. It's in those moments where you find yourself daydreaming, and a gentle, sort of sweet, soft feeling is present in your body, that your body's actually using its own natural stress control mechanism. Unfortunately, many people ignore this message from their body, this nice opportunity to daydream, and they have another cup of coffee, and they override it and try and work even harder. And so what they do is they establish a pattern of overriding the rhythm. They override that message, and so they get good at doing stress and not good at doing recovery. Now, in future, when you find yourself daydreaming, if it's safe and appropriate to do so, go with it. Allow yourself a few minutes just to relax and daydream. Great thing about doing this is you'll be recharging your batteries and you'll feel a lot better afterwards. You can actually enhance the whole process by doing this power nap technique. So I'm going to talk you through it now. Only do this if it's safe and appropriate to do so, if you can fully concentrate. Don't do this while you're driving or operating machinery. Begin by moving your attention down to your feet. Notice the feelings of your feet, their weight, warmth, shape. Take in a breath and let it out. And as you do, imagine that pleasant, warm feeling developing in your feet. Now, take in another deep breath, gentle breath in, and imagine that warm and relaxing feeling traveling up your legs to your knees. And silently, say the number one in your mind. Next, allow that warm and relaxing feeling to penetrate your muscles and bones, spreading and soothing as it moves. When you're ready, take another gentle deep breath in and imagine that warm, relaxing feeling rising up to your waist, and as it does, say the number two. Breathing in, pulling the feeling of ease and relaxation up to your shoulders. Next, say the number three. Let the relaxation flow up your body to your shoulders and down along your arms to your hands. Breathing in, let the feeling go all the way right to the top of your head. And say the number four. Spread those good, relaxing feelings all over your body. Now, say in your mind the number five and imagine that relaxing feeling doubling as if a new, fresh flow of relaxation was descending from above your head and joining the warm, relaxing feelings already going on inside you. And as you imagine this flow of relaxation spreading back down your body, imagine any and all tension being washed down along with it, draining down out of your body, out through the bottoms of your feet, making room for you to be refilled with each breath with a relaxing, refreshing energy. Make sure you take a few moments to really enjoy those feelings of relaxation. You'll also find the Deep Relaxation CD helps immensely with this process as well. Do it as often as you need to and increase your recovery time.